The request to extend Wasatch County's agreement with the Military Installation Development Authority, or MIDA, was first presented to the county in early March. The amendment gives a 15-year extension of MIDA's involvement in the 5,000-acre project area located on the west and north side of the Jordan L Reservoir. That area includes the Mayflower Mountain Resort. Projections say the project area will add $3 billion of value to the county. The amendment also spells out where some of the funds from the 15-year extension will go, including the county and fire district. At Wednesday's county council meeting, council voted unanimously to approve the amendment. The vote was a formality as a resolution sponsored by Davis County Senator Jerry Stevenson mandating the extension passed through the state legislature earlier in the year. After voting through the agreement, Wasatch County Council Chair Danny Good asked a favor of MIDA and the developer of the Mayflower Mountain Resort.
The MIDA board is made up of 7 members, but there's only one who answers to voters from the Wasatch back. That was me, and now it's going to be Steve Farrell. I would ask that MIDA support us in this, and Extel support us in this request, and the governor and every governor candidate, that the senator that represents both Summit County and Wasatch County, and the House representative member who represents both Wasatch County and Summit County be added to that board as well. So it would be a 9-member board. I'm not looking to take anyone off, but I do think that 3 members from the Wasatch back who are accountable to voters, I think that would be an appropriate add, and that's what I'll be asking everyone who's running for office, from the governor all the way down to county council. And that's kind of my litmus test for this election, and I hope everybody will join me on that.
After making the request, council members Marilyn Crittenden, Kendall Crittenden, Mark Nilsson, and Steve Farrell all voiced their support of the idea. With the extension now in place, the MIDA project area will be a part of Wasatch County for 40 years.
We want to have a good relationship with MIDA, and we want the senators to know that, Stuart Adams, especially the president of the Senate. We're not looking to rock the boat or upset the apple cart or whatever the expression might be. We want to have a good working relationship, but we'd like to have a little bit more representation where the voters have direct interaction with those MIDA board representatives.
The proposal would add District 54 representative, currently Tim Quinn, and the District 26 senator, currently Ron Winterton, to the board. MIDA Executive Director Paul Morris thanked the council for their time and said they appreciate their partnership.
MIDA does with you and the fire district and the school district and the Pine House, and we will continue forward and be transparent and work together.
Extel Senior Vice President of Development Kurt Krieg offered his brief initial thoughts on the idea.
Fully understand, and I'll run it up to Gary, but truly appreciate it and think the idea is very reasonable, so we'll sit with you and MIDA and go through it.
Krieg also was asked at the meeting about how COVID-19 might affect the project.
We're cautiously moving forward. Most importantly, we're concerned to make sure that our workers, the contractors and subcontractors, are healthy, but we anticipate moving forward. We just did a loan extension, as well as we're working with Lewis and Young on a release of assessment bonds to carry us through the summer for civil improvement. We're continuing to work on the building permit for the MWR. We are seeing some deltas in the trades. Actually, some trades are going down, but we do need to figure out the full lending market, but our intention is to move forward.
That's Extel Senior VP of Development Kurt Krieg. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.